Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply echo back their joyous strains. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. Stars in the sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. In the temple, stood a happy boy one day. And the doctors wondered greatly at the words they heard him say. It was Jesus who was teaching, and they listened to his word. As he told them of his mission from the great and mighty Lord. It was Jesus, it was Jesus. He was pure and undefiled, and the light of heaven was shining in his face so pure and mild. There is a story water, pure and free.
is standing in Pilate's hall, friendless, forsaken, betrayed by all. Hearken, what meaneth the sudden call? What will you do with Jesus? What will you do with Jesus? Neutral you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, what will he do with me? Jesus is standing on trial still. You can be false to him if you will. You can be faithful through good or ill. Shedding his precious lifeblood that the sinner might be made free. He was nailed to the cross for me. On the cross crucified for me he died. He was nailed to the cross for me.
Of them that slept.
Now is Christ
risen from the dead and become
the first fruits of them that slept. Now is Christ
risen from the dead and become
the first fruits of them that slept. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Heroes, heroes, heroes.
burst the bars of death.
He burst the bars of death.
He burst the bars of death and triumphed o'er the grave.
Triumphant past the crystal ports of light, and seized eternal youth, and seized eternal youth.
Man, all immortal hail, hail, heaven, all lavish of strange gifts to man. Thine all the glory, man's the boundless bliss.
Thine all the glory, man's the boundless bliss. Thine all the glory, man's the boundless bliss.
Who is Jesus Christ?
He is so faultless that millions look up to him as a role model.
He is the ultimate in perfection, so that even his enemies can find nothing against him.
He is so inspiring that thousands have chosen to die rather than renounce him.
He is central in his followers' lives that they insist on his lordship even while facing the barrel of a gun.
He is so wonderful that the book he inspired has been a bestseller for 2,000 years.
He is the most fought man in history.
He has also been loved, hated,
revered, honored,
cursed,
and worshipped more than any other person.
He has been called Lord, Savior, Messiah, Prince, and Redeemer.
Men have wept at the sound of his name.
Women have prayed for his blessing on a newborn child.
Children have sung hymns about him from the cradle.
Historians have verified his words.
Philosophers have gazed in awe at his wisdom.
Archaeologists have refuted his doubters.
All his prophecies are being proven correct, which is, by the way, a mathematical impossibility to happen by chance.
Countless theories have been concocted against him, none of which can be established honestly.
Some have called him a mere man or a prophet.
Some have called him a teacher or a blasphemer.
Some have called him Savior. Some have called him Lord.
So what is mankind to do with this man, if man he is?
It is a decision every person must make for himself.
He is a Jewish carpenter who cannot be forgotten.
He is a child in Bethlehem whose birth was announced by angels.
He is a gentle teacher who raised men from the dead.
He is a condemned criminal who prayed for his murderers.
He is the only man in history who died, was buried, and rose from the dead, just as he had prophesied.
Millions of hymns have been written about him.
Thousands of books have lauded his life.
The cross on which he died has become a sacred symbol.
And from the fragrant intrigue of Asia
to the scorched deserts of Australia,
to the balmy islands of the Pacific,
to the barren waste of the Arctic Circle,
to the rolling mountains of Europe,
to the vast expanse of the Americas,
multitudes worship him as God.
He has transformed lives,
renewed hope,
inspired faith,
healed hearts,
cleansed minds,
purified bodies,
saved souls,
and changed eternal destinies.
And the question first asked by a Roman judge has echoed through the ages. What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?
No one can make that decision for you. You must make it yourself.
But I choose his disciples' answer. Thou art the Son of the living God.
You ask, why? The answer is this. I have felt his power.
His blood has washed me.
His grace has changed me.
His love has redeemed my soul.
I serve him because it is my reasonable service.
His commandments are not grievous.
His burden is light.
His rewards are eternal.
He is my life,
my king,
my joy.
And it is not limited to a chosen few. You too can feel his touch.
I promise you, you will never be the same.
He is the way, the truth, and the life. His name is Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's what Jesus said. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's what Jesus said. Without the way, there is no going. Without the truth,
God sent his son
to be our Savior.
God sent his son
to be our Savior.
God sent his son
to be our Savior. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life.
Twas Jesus Christ
who came to save the world.
Christ,
you came to save the world.
Was Jesus Christ,
you came to save the world. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life.
He gave his life
that we might be set free.
He gave his life
that we might be set free.
He gave his life
that we might be set free. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life.
Rose from the grave
that we might live again.
Rose from the grave
that we might live again.
Rose from the grave
that we might live again. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life.
Today,
I know he always will.
He lives today,
I know he always will.
He lives today,
I know he always will. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the light.
God sent his son
to be our Savior.
God sent his son
to be our Savior.
God
sent his son to be our Savior.
He is the truth.
He is the
Father's right hand.
blessed thought. Looking through eyes of grace and love, forgives and makes me worthy. Worthy, oh, praise his name. Worthy, my soul to claim. Worthy to be his child. Worthy of paradise. Dear friend, repent, believing, as a thief so long ago. Someday you will hear this cry from the skies, found worthy of paradise. Worthy of paradise. Worthy of blessed thought. Looking through eyes of grace and love, forgives and makes me worthy. Worthy of praise. My soul to claim, worthy to be his child, worthy of paradise.
John Griffith's childhood ambition was to travel. He fantasized about it frequently, but that ambition crashed with the Great Depression of 1929. As the howling winds turned Oklahoma, his native state, into a dust bowl, this young man, with his wife and small child, packed his belongings in an old car and headed out to try to find a life somewhere else. They made their way to Missouri, and as Dennis E. Hensley tells the story, John finally found a job as the controller of a great railroad bridge spanning the Mississippi River. Each day, at certain hours, this massive bridge was raised so that barges and other ships might make their way down the broad Mississippi. At other times, the bridge was lowered so that the great freight and passenger trains could rush across. John found some delight in this because he often wondered what far places these people were visiting, and so he had some joy in their experience. In the summer of 1937, John Griffith took his 8-year-old son, Greg, with him to work for the first time. Little Greg was understandably thrilled at the great railroad bridge and the stirring and exciting trains that roared across it. He marveled at the control house, filled with all sorts of levers, over which his daddy had absolute sovereign control. His father took him to an observation deck and told him that out here, he could watch the boats and trains go by. At noon, John Griffith put the bridge up to allow for some ships that were coming. Since there would not be a train for some while, he made his way along the catwalk to the observation deck. There, he opened his brown bag and he and Greg had lunch. As they ate, John shared with his son some of the stories of various ships that had gone by and of the time the great flood had overflowed the banks of the Mississippi. Just as John was telling his son that story, he was startled by the shrieking of a train whistle in the distance. He quickly looked at his watch. It was 1:07. He had forgotten the express for Memphis with 400 people on board. It would be roaring across the bridge in only a few moments. He leaped from the observation deck to the catwalk. John raced back to the control tower. He placed his hand upon the massive iron controls and started to close the bridge. He glanced down under the bridge to see if there were any ships beneath it. A sight caught his eye that brought his heart leaping into his throat. Greg had slipped from the observation deck and fallen into the great gears that operated the bridge. Craig's left leg was caught in the cogs of the two main gears. John knew if he pushed the lever, his son would be ground between 4 tons of whining, grinding steel. His mind whirled in panic and desperation. There was no way to free his son before the train would be upon the bridge. Again, the train whistle shrieked. He could hear the clicking of the locomotive wheels and the rapid puffing of the approaching train. There were 400 passengers on that train, 400 souls. John was a father. This was his boy. He knew what he had to do. He heaved the lever of the massive gears. The Memphis Express thundered across the bridge. John lifted his face, smeared with tears, and looked into the passing windows of the train. Businessmen were reading the afternoon papers. Conductors were looking at their large vest pocket watches. And finely dressed ladies sipped coffee in the dining car while children pushed long spoons into dishes of ice cream. With wrenching agony, John Griffith cried out to the steel train, "I sacrificed my son for you. Don't you care?" Nobody heard. The train rushed by.
God and man,
he gave his life.
He gave What think you of Christ? Pilate, what do you think of this man?
I find no fault in him at all.
Centurion, what is your testimony concerning this one?
Truly, this was the Son of God.
Demas, what is your word?
This was the Son of God.
John the Baptist?
Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
Hallelujah. Peter?
Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
And John?
He is the bright and morning star.
Thomas, what is your testimony?
My Lord and my God.
Paul, what do you think of Christ?
I count all things loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord.
Angels in heaven, what is your testimony?
Unto you is born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
And our Heavenly Father?
This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
Precious is the flow that
in the precious blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb.
Of the Lamb are your garments,
garments spotless
are they white.
White as snow will be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
There is power,
power, wonder working power
in the blood,
the precious blood
of the Lamb.
The blood of the Lamb.
There is power,
power, wonder working power
in the breath,
in the precious blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb. There on the hill called Golgotha,
and bearing in love and mercy the great price paid for man's fall. For his blood will purchase the redemption of a world that's veiled in sin. As it falls, it bursts the gates of heaven, freeing man to
on the face of
the shepherd's song.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Perfect Savior.
I shall not want.
Perfect salvation.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Perfect rest.
He leadeth me beside the still waters.
Perfect refreshment.
He restoreth my soul.
Perfect restoration.
He leadeth me in paths of righteousness.
Perfect guidance.
I will fear no evil.
Perfect protection.
Thou art with me.
Perfect company.
Thy rod and thy staff.
Perfect comfort.
Thou preparest a table.
Perfect provision.
Thou anointest my head.
Perfect consecration.
My cup runneth over.
Perfect joy.
Goodness and mercy shall follow me.
Perfect care.
I will dwell forever.
Perfect destiny.
Sweet is the song
I'm singing today.
I'm reading.
Trouble and sorrow
have vanished away.
I have been reading.
mine.
Christ is mine.
All to him.
All to him.
I now resign.
I now resign.
I have been redeemed.
Great is my joy. Now is onward I go.
I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
All the way homeward.
All the way homeward.
My praises shall flow.
My praises shall flow. I have been.
I have been redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
By love divine. Christ is mine,
Christ is mine,
Christ is mine.
All to him,
all to him.
I now resign,
I now resign.
I have been redeemed.
Precious indeed,
precious indeed.
Is my Savior to me,
is my Savior to me.
I'm redeemed,
I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
Happy in glory.
Happy in glory. Someday I shall be.
Someday I shall be.
I have been.
I have been redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
By love divine.
By love divine.
Glory, glory.
Christ is mine.
Christ is mine.
Christ is mine.
All to him,
all to him.
I now resign.
I now resign. I have been.
I have been redeemed.
Let us walk in strength divine, still walk in wisdom's way.